Nolte, man admits to killing teen he claimed was Republican extremist. By John Nolte on September 20, 2022. According to a local North Dakota report, early Sunday morning a man called 911 and admitted to the hit and run of an 18-year-old. His motive? A political argument with a Republican. 41-year-old Shannon Brandt said he was afraid 18-year-old Kaylor Allingson was part of a Republican extremist group and that he was afraid they were coming to get him. So he allegedly killed Ellingson with his car. More. After visiting the scene where the incident happened, deputies went to Brandt's house in Glenfield, North Dakota, which is about 12 minutes from the crash scene. Brandt admitted to consuming alcohol before the incident and stated he hit Ellingson with his car because he had a political argument with him. Brandt also admitted to deputies that he initially left the crash scene, then returned to call 911, but left again before deputies could arrive. Court documents say just before the crash, Ellingson called his mom and asked if they knew who Brandt was. She said yes, and told her son she was on her way to pick him up. A short time later, court documents say Ellingson called his mom again to say that he or they were chasing him. It was after the second call that Ellingson could not be reached again. Brandt has been charged with vehicular homicide and drunk driving. Assuming everything in this report is accurate, and Brandt is convicted of chasing and running down Ellingson, this is almost certainly the result is fraudulency Joe Biden and the corporate media have sought with their relentless demonization of Republicans. We're a danger to democracy, they say. We're evil extremists. Just this week, a Harvard Caps Harris poll found that the dehumanization campaign launched by Biden and the corporate media has resulted in 73% of Democrats living with the insane belief that there are tens of millions of dangerous MAGA Republicans backing violence and trying to overthrow the Constitution. Anyone who watched the Black Lives Matter/Antifa riots over the last few years or is aware of the dozens of vandalized and firebombed pregnancy centers knows that most of the political violence in America, and the world, comes from the left. There are countless unstable Democrats in this country. And so, when you have the United States president and billions of corporate media dollars focused on portraying everyday Americans as terrorists, unstable Democrats will naturally become even more unstable in the certainty of violent righteousness. There is no way to shame Joe Biden, CNN, MSNBC, or the rest into acting like decent human beings. In their quest for absolute power over us, they see whatever furthers that goal as moral. So all we can do is get a concealed carry permit, learn how to use and carry a firearm safely, and be sure to carry it in the unlikely event you have to defend yourself. Also, remember this. Rank-and-file Democrats are not our enemies. They are our friends, family, co-workers, and neighbors. Get off Twitter. Turn off cable news. Don't become what you hate, rabid, angry dogs like Joe Biden and Jake Tapper. Nevertheless, a target is being placed on our backs. We are being scapegoated for the left's serial political failures. And it would be foolish not to acknowledge that reality and prepare for the worst. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.